As we think about racism, we have work to do.
We carry the baggage of society, the obvious and the subtle teachings of racism.
We are called by Sophia, Creator God, to unpack the knapsack that carries our obvious and subtle racism.
We are called by Sophia, Creator God, to unpack the knapsack, freeing us to stop the injustice of racism.
Our guides this morning for this work of unpacking the knapsack are Carolyn Hendrickson and Kathy Ann Beatty. We offer to them now the blessing of Sophia. Stand.
One of the things that I teach in my work is a posture called witnessing. That playing watchers holding the space. It's not about being an audience, but it's about being the embracers. And what I mean by that is being aware in your body as a witness what is happening for you, what you are noticing, as you are witnessing what another is doing. So that we take ourselves out of the arena of an audience and we take ourselves into the arena of worship. And we allow Sophia to speak to us through our kinesthetic response and affiliation with one another. So I invite you in this time to be witnesses and to notice in your bodies what happens as we walk and dance and sit and talk and move together through this struggle with our white racism.
White privilege. White privilege is an invisible package. An invisible package. White privilege, unacknowledged privilege.
I have unearned skin privilege, and I have been conditioned into oblivion about its existence. An invisible package. Denial protects privilege. Denial protects privilege. Denial protects privilege. I have been taught, carefully taught, not to recognize white privilege. Not to recognize unacknowledged privilege. We have been taught, carefully taught, that white lives are morally neutral, normative, average. Ideal. We whites work to benefit others. And this work allows others to be more like us. Morally neutral. Normative. Ideal. An invisible package. Denial protects privilege. Belonging. I belong. I belong in major ways. My belonging is an unearned entitlement. And because only a few have it, it's an unearned advantage. Obliviousness about white advantage is kept strongly enculturated in the United States. So as to maintain the myth of meritocracy, the myth that democratic choice is equally available to all. The myth of meritocracy. The myth that democratic choice is equally available to all. We work to benefit others. Meritocracy, the myth. Question. Open question. Pressing question. What will you do with this knowledge? 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 What will I do with this knowledge?
Let's all take a breath together. No.